You're now listening to the English News of Gangtae Radio and Television Station. On the afternoon of February 4th, Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh and members of the delegation continued the program of giving dead gifts from the party and state leaders to workers, laborers, officers and soldiers of the armed forces in Gangtae City. During their visit, Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh and the delegation presented gifts to 200 officers and soldiers of Gangtae City Police and Military Command, 50 gifts for worker building embankment in response to Gangtae climate change, and 100 gifts for workers of Gangtae City Urban Joint Stock Company. On February 5th morning, in Ratza City, Kinzhang Province, the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development held a conference to launch the project to develop 1 million hectares of high-quality, low-emission rice linked with green growth in Mekong Delta region. Deputy Prime Minister Zheng Luwang attended and directed the conference. The project is being carried out in two phases, spanning 12 provinces and cities in the Mekong Delta, Phase 1 from 2024 to 2025 and Phase 2 from 2026 to 2030. The primary funding sources for the project's implementation include loans, credit capital, non-refundable aid and carbon credits. The Ministry of Transport informed that in the period of 2021-2025, the Ministry has compiled and reported to the two competent authorities to allocate a total of 5,071 billion Vietnam Dong for transport infrastructure projects passing through Gangtae City. People from the provinces to the west is starting to get crowded. To ensure safety for travel during the Lunar New Year, the Department of Transport of the city has begun inspecting passenger transport activities on national highways in the area. To guarantee safety, the city's Department of Transport has set up inspection teams for load, passenger count, seat count, company licenses, registration, and transportation routes in coordination with pertinent protocols including passenger lists and price listing. The 11th Southern Folk Cake Festival will take place from April 17 to April 21st at Bin Thuy District Square. Information according to the festival organization plan was recently issued by Gangtae City People's Committee. The festival is anticipated to have 200 to 250 stalls comprising of food vendors, folk cake vendors, and specialty vendors from the area. Renowned folk cake and culinary makers from towns and provinces, as well as businesses that produce gifts and local specialties, will take part in the festival. After more than 2 years of operation, the Interceptor Floating Automatic Garbage Collection System on Gangtae River has collected more than 172 tons of waste. The system belongs to the project Floating Automatic Trash Collecting System along the river in Gangtae City, funded by the Dutch Organization for Cleaning the Sea, TOC, with non-refundable aid. The interceptor was piloted by TOC on the Gangtae River in Sun Khan Ward, Ninkeo District, in December 2021, and it has been in operation ever since. It resembles a small ferry. The primary driving force behind the system collecting technique is the force of the flow, which transport waste through the trash screen and onto a conveyor belt inside the system before ending up in 6 garbage containers positioned on the barge. The system runs purely on solar energy. The city and TOC are currently working together to finish a new trap collaboration agreement so that project development can continue to include other river sections within the city. On the evening of February 4th, the 2024 Gangtae Spring Flower Market opened at Taito Square in Urban Area 586 of Phu Thu Ward, Gairang District. This program is sponsored by the City Department of Industry and Trade, coordinated with Gairang District and the Department of Industry and Trade of all the Western Provinces. the Department of Irrigation, Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development stated that it is currently in the middle of the 2023-2024 dry season, the peak of El Niño. It is forecasted that water resources in the Mekong Delta will continue to decrease until the end of the dry season. The Department of Irrigation advises locality to create plans to prevent and address drought, water scarcity, and salt water intrusion. Plan the 2023-2024 winter-spring crop seeding by the state of water resources. Assess each region's risk of drought, water scarcity, and salt water intrusion, and develop specific solution for each. In addition, keep track of irrigation system water sources regularly and start conserving water early in the winter and spring. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.